From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. At least 70 people, including 37 foreign hostages, were killed last week after Algerian special forces stormed a natural gas facility that had been seized by Islamist militants. Among the dead were three Americans. Since the raid, a debate has raged about Algeria's response. Its tactics were seen as harsh, but some analysts say Algeria probably couldn't have done much more to prevent the bloodshed, as NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
In the opening stage of the hostage drama, Algeria says it did what most other governments in the world would do. It tried to negotiate with the captors. But then the heavily armed militants started to make demands. They wanted Islamists held in Algerian prisons released. At that point, the Algerian government cut off negotiations. Prematurely, according to John Noggle, a research professor at the U.S. Naval Academy and an expert in counterinsurgency.
I think the United States and many of our allies around the globe would have preferred that they would have held off a while longer, perhaps brought some experienced hostage negotiators in. You could have had surveillance of it for some time to determine the patterns, the habits of the kidnappers.
The U.S., the U.K., France, and other nations urged Algeria to be cautious and strongly encourage it to make the safety of the hostages its top priority. But Algeria appeared not to heed those appeals, says George Joffe, a professor of international studies at Cambridge University. He says Algeria has had plenty of experience with these types of situations, especially during its brutal civil war in the 1990s, and that it doesn't need or like outsiders interfering in its business. Joffe says he wasn't surprised Algerian security forces responded with maximum force when kidnappers first tried to flee the natural gas facility with hostages as human shields.
The Algerians responded very violently. They stopped any move, they shot up a series of vehicles that had tried to make the breakthrough, and in the process killed not only hijackers but also some hostages.
Algerian security forces launched another assault on Saturday, killing the last of the kidnappers and more hostages. Earlier this week, Algeria's Prime Minister, Abdelmalek Sallal, held a press conference to give the government side of the story.
From Mali, from Niger.
Sallal said the militants came from many places, Mali, Niger, Canada, and that they attacked not only the natural gas facility, but also the stability of Algeria itself. Sallal made no apologies for his government's handling of the crisis. That's because Prime Minister Sallal believes he achieved his goal, says Montana State Senator Ryan Zinke, himself a former U.S. Navy SEAL.
I think the Algerians, while they've been, criticized, they definitely have made a statement. And now, since their statement is, if you take one of our facilities, we are coming after you immediately.
Zinke says comparing Algeria's approach to the crisis to the U.S. approach is like comparing a sledgehammer to a surgeon's scalpel. But Zinke says any hostage situation is challenging, this Algerian one particularly so.
From a former SEAL's perspective, I mean, anytime you have hostages that are taken in a desert scenario like this, it's very difficult problem to respond to in a military fashion because the element of surprise is very difficult.
Zinke says it's difficult to tell if Algeria's violent response to the hostage situation will deter terrorists in the future. Cambridge University's Joffe doubts it.
We're talking about a group of people dedicated to a particular ideology who've made it quite clear that they have no problem about the idea of sacrificing their hostages.
And Joffe says in those circumstances, Algeria would argue its approach is the best way to deal with hostage taking. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.